Hey, baby, look what I have. Did you think I had forgotten? It's been quite a while, hasn't it? How long has it been? 2 weeks? 3 since I locked you up? 4 weeks, 3 days, and 7 hours? I see someone's been keeping track. Well, I did say I'd unlock you. Eventually. Oh, I love the look in your eyes right now. You look like a little puppy dog. Maybe I should make you beg for your key. Like a puppy who wants a treat. It's okay, baby. Calm down. I promised I would unlock you. And I will. Before I do, I want to make sure a few things are clear, okay? Good boy. I saw the cutest t-shirt the other day. It said, "I have the pussy, so I make the rules." I almost bought it. But I mean, where could I wear a shirt like that? It isn't like it goes with any of my wardrobe. But it is true, isn't it? This is what it boils down to. Nothing could be more simple, more basic, more true. I like making rules for you. At first I thought that maybe it was the key that gave me all that power over you. Keeping you locked for me is such a delight. I love it way more than I thought I would. I really do love it. Some days I find myself searching websites, looking at chastity devices. With all this 3D printing, the options are getting really crazy. Cute ones, fun ones, serious ones, mean ones. Aw, did that make you squirm? Mean ones? You like the sound of that, don't you? I mean, I can see you in it. Teeny tiny little pink cage with a bow on it. You'd know I'd like that, right? All locked up like a cute little package, waiting to be opened. Oh, maybe one of those shiny steel ones. They look so severe, so secure. Nothing quite like the look of metal to cage your beast. Actually, the contrast might be funny. Big strong cage on a teeny little cock. I love how much you blush when I point that out. Teeny tiny little cock. Well, maybe cocklet. You got lucky with me, didn't you? You know how much I love cute little things. And you really do have the cutest little cocklet. Just one more reason why I know we are a perfect match. I love cute. And baby, your cocklet is the cutest. There are even a few cages I've found that push your little cocklet all the way back inside. They call them innies, like a belly button. Super cute. They make your little cock completely disappear. I just don't think you can keep them on for all that long, though. But I thought they would be great for a date night. Anytime we go out, really. I love the thought of walking around with you, knowing your cock is completely gone, stuffed up inside you. I also saw that they make chastity belts for men. I had no idea. They look like shiny metal underpants. It looks like a lot of work to get them to fit right, but I'm sure they're super effective. I'm not sure if I like how they look exactly. Maybe it's something I could get used to. I mean, I know when you're in your cage, you can play with your little cocklet a little bit. I see you tug on the cage sometimes. I can tell it feels good. No, I don't mind. I think it's adorable. Seeing you get so frustrated that you will pull on it and shake it and squirm just to get a little bit of feeling. But I bet in one of those belts you couldn't feel a thing, no matter what you did. I kind of like that idea too. Imagine when it starts to tingle a little and you can't do anything about it. I bet that would feel so frustrating. Aww, does that make you squirm more? But it really isn't about the cage or the key, is it? You'd wear whatever I tell you to wear for as long as I tell you to wear it, wouldn't you? Because I have the pussy, right, baby? So I make the rules. I'm becoming fascinated by all the options. You know, there are ones with little electric shockers built in. I could just press a little button and zap you. Even in public. Ooh, I caught that, baby. I saw you bite your lip, catch your breath. I know what that means. You want it, but you're scared to say you do. I know you too well. But baby, what you want doesn't matter, does it? Because I have the pussy, so I make the rules. Well, that isn't exactly true, is it? What you want does matter to me. It helps me decide. Sometimes you get what you want, sometimes you don't. But either way, it is my choice, not yours. I like having that information. Gives me control. It turns me on to know your deepest, darkest secrets. It turns me on to know you will do whatever I say. I want you to obey me. Even saying that makes me hot. Obey me. I can see it. Yeah. Ah, look. Your little cocklet likes me saying that too. I can see it getting hard in your cage. Well, let's get that off you before it gets too hard to take off. Ooh, look at that. He sprung right to attention, didn't he? He looks needy. I can see it throbbing already. Your cute little beast. It always makes me giggle. Let's see. If I touch you just the way you like. There we go. Twitchy, twitchy. I miss touching him when he's all locked up. You're always so responsive to every little touch. I love just rubbing the tip of my thumb over the tip of it. Making these slow little circles. Touching you everywhere. Except that little spot just under the head. So sensitive there, aren't you? That little spot. So important, isn't it? You just can't come unless I touch it. Can you, baby? Just running my fingernails along the tip. Now hold still. It isn't going to help if you squirm. Hey, I said hold still. Do you want me to stop? No. Well, obey me. There we go. Did you miss me touching you? Okay, that is enough of that. Now we need to practice something new. I'm going to help you calm down. No, not to put the cage back on. I'm going to give you a chance to come today. Oh, I guess that didn't help you calm down, did it? Now close your eyes and take a few deep breaths. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. There you go. Inhale. Exhale. Good. I want you nice and relaxed for me. Think nice calming thoughts. Maybe a nice beach. Calm rolling waves. Feel the sun on your face. You are totally at peace. Calm. Relaxed. There, baby. See, it is starting to work. It's getting a little softer now. I don't need it to go all the way down. Just enough. A little more. Shh. Inhale. Exhale. Warm sand on your back. Stretching out. Totally relaxed. And... Aww, does that hurt, baby? Those sharp little spikes? I saw this on one of those websites and I just had to buy it. You can open your eyes now. It's called a Carly's Teeth Bracelet. Do you know what that is, baby? Those little metal spikes are surrounding the tip of your cochlet. And now, like I said, I am going to let you come. If you can. Because now, if you get any harder, I'd imagine it isn't going to feel very good. Put your hands behind your back for me. I'm going to put your cuffs on. Why? Because if you pull on this, it could really cause some damage. I read all about it. Everyone says make sure they can't touch it. Because once it gets really bad, trying to remove it without the key can cause a serious injury. And we don't want my cute little cochlet to end up injured, do we, baby? Remember when you asked me to hurt your little cochlet and balls? I just couldn't bring myself to do it. I really don't want to hurt you, baby. But when I saw this, I couldn't resist. Why? Because I don't have to hurt you now. It's all up to you. All you have to do is not get hard. But then, if you don't get hard, you can't come, can you, baby? So, I'm not going to be the one hurting you. You are going to be the one hurting yourself. I mean, if you want to come. You do want to come for me, don't you? Those are the rules. I have the pussy, so I make the rules. Why are you squirming so much? You can't even touch it. All cuffed like that. But it still keeps getting harder and harder. Is it the pain doing that to you? Does it make you want to come even more? How much? Yes? No? Come on, make up your mind, baby. Oh, I see. You're trying to make it feel good enough to come, but not get too hard. Would it help if I touched you too? Ran my fingers over your balls. Teased the tip with my fingertips. Do you like the way I trace my fingernails along the exposed part of your little cocklet? Oh, that does look painful. I think the pain is making you even harder. I don't think I've ever seen your cocklet get that hard before. Baby, I like this new game. Why did you stop thrusting and pressing into me? Here, let me help some more. Shh, quiet. You aren't making any sense, baby. I can't understand you. Just don't get hard. It isn't my fault. Oh, I love just barely touching you like that. Hold still, baby. You're just gonna make it worse. Oh, that's it, baby. You can cry for me. Let me wipe away those tears, my poor little man. Does it help if I use your tears to tease you? Rubbing them into the head of your aching, tortured cocklet? Oh, I can't understand you when you're crying, baby. Stop? No, I'm not going to stop. Is that what you're asking? Oh, no, baby. I have the pussy, so I make the rules. Oh, baby. This is making me so wet. Oh, so fucking wet. Oh, here. Taste me, baby. Lick my fingers clean. Oh, yeah. Obey me. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. That's my good little boy. Oh, this is what controls you. My pussy. My pussy, my rules. My pussy, my rules. Fuck. Yes, that's right. My pussy. rules. Oh, fuck, baby. Oh, I'm gonna come. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. Oh, baby. Oh, I'm coming. Yeah, coming. That was so good, baby. I love how you make me feel. Oh, don't look so sad, baby. I said you could come too. You can't. Oh, why not? You have permission. Well, I'm going to take a shower and clean up a bit. When I come back, maybe you'll have figured out a way to make a little mess for me. Either way, the cage is going back on. Why? What do you mean? Because that's the rules, baby. And I have the pussy, so I make the rules.